This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Should the statue of Churchill be there or not, do you think?
Well, I've heard many arguments on both sides. Some say that he's a racist, some say that he's a hero. I haven't personally met him. But what I would say is that that question of whether he should remain should be put to the community.
Churchill, who practically single-handedly saved Britain, and they're wondering, should they take his statue down? The other thing I heard, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Beethoven is suddenly black. Yeah, Ludwig von Beethoven. Yeah, I used to play that on piano when I was a kid. It was one of the only things I could play. Woo, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Ludwig von Beethoven is black. Revisionist history. Leonardo da Vinci was gay. I don't know if he was or he wasn't. I don't know if Beethoven was black. But I'm sure there are people, there are some documented stuff around this subject. By the way, does he have to be? Is it going to make black people feel better if Beethoven is declared black? This is the world we live in. Craziness. Leftists are crazy, folks, and they prove it to you every single day, multiple times a day. If you listen to this program and you're like, Kevin, all you do is beat up on leftists. I don't beat up on anybody. I give you the facts. You have America exporting dumb racism by BLM, Black Lives Matter, right? We've exported this absolute racist lie. And now we've got the UK looking at one of its iconic political figures. Is anybody, do they know about Dunkirk? Do they know about World War II? And Chamberlain and the appeasement and how Hitler was going to effectively take over Britain? I mean, they're just going to roll over until Churchill says, we will never give up. Do these people care about real history, or do they just like making stuff up? I mean, let's take down the Civil War of this. Let's take down these monuments. Let me tell you something. If you're going to take something down, don't build another statue to another Democrat ever. Take every one of them down. Because if you want some flawed human beings, I give you the Democrats. Let's take down these Southern statues. Let's take down this. Let me tell you. What you should be taking down is everything that has to do with that vile party of lynching of Negroes. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. All kinds of craziness going on out there for the leftists. You can't watch a leftist and not wonder what in the heck is going on in their demented minds. And I know you're thinking this. I know you do. Don't even play. You look at a news story and you read it and you go, what? And it could be about a grocery store robbery, or do I need to give you real life examples? The dude walking down the street that pushes an old lady down, she hits her head on a fire hydrant. People that are beating up white people just because they're white. You remember the story in Wisconsin where blacks were waiting for whites as they left the fair? Looting for the sake of looting, calling. I mean, I'm going to give you a list of crazy today. That's what I do. But when you say, Kevin, you're attacking the left, I'm not attacking anybody. I'm telling you what crazy looks like. It would be like you coming out in some stupid outfit and everybody not telling you. And I walk up and go, surely you didn't leave home in that. I mean, really? And you're like, dude, you're so rude. No, you're rude for wearing that. You know what's bad? You walked past a lot of friends and family, and they let you wear that crap. And I'm here telling you the truth about you, and you're mad. See, that's what I did. You got your Nehru suit on with your 15-inch tie, you know, going across. You don't match. You don't look good. Your fabric, you're a spring and you're wearing summer. You know what I'm saying? And you're wearing white shoes after Labor Day. I don't know what you're supposed to, but the point is, I'm telling you, and you're mad at me.
Kevin, you're out there beating up on...
Look, this is not... I don't do this for sport. I got better things to do than just criticize. Now, I will admit, if we're friends, I will rank on you. I will have some fun with you from time to time. If you got a zit in the middle of your forehead, don't come around me because I'm going to mention it, right? But the point is, I do it out of love. These leftists, I'm not making stuff up. It isn't like I'm fabricating stories. This is their reality. What I'm telling you is reality. Let me tell you, let me give you a good example of how stupid leftists are. Joe Biden. You cannot watch Joe Biden and Donald Trump and say, I want Biden as my leader. It is mentally impossible to do that, okay? If you say, I really like that Joe Biden, you are absolutely certifiably stupid. There is no question about it. You have pegged the scale. Donald Trump is unquestionably a better leader than Joe Biden. So, I want you to think reality show. And you're in Africa. You're in the middle of the Namibian desert, okay? There's not much resource out there. And you're going to bank your survival on Joe Biden or Donald Trump. And let me tell you what leftists do. This is how stupid leftists are. In this situation, these people would choose the clown who can't even make a fire. Here's Donald Trump. He's got a fire starter. He knows how to build a bow drill. I mean, this guy is amazing, right? He can make fire just by popping his fingers. He's got a piece of rock that he formed from the sand that will reflect the sun's rays. The Duke is a fire starting wizard. But they're the leftists over there, you know, at night in the Namibian desert, freezing to death. It's so cold. And Donald Trump and the people over there having a party. He's got Sinatra singing, man. He's built a stage. He's built Vegas out there. These clowns, the leftists, pick a dude who can't hunt. Joe Biden, he can't set a trap. He can't shoot a bow and arrow. He can't even throw a rock hard enough to kill a grasshopper. Dude can't fish. He won't help building a shelter, but he sits around drinking water all day bragging about how great of an outdoorsman he is, how he built beautiful bomas back in the day as a lion surround all these leftists and prepare to eat. Well, folks, this is a reality show. It's called Real Life. But they're... You know, the leftists don't seem to understand. This is real life. You're making big boy and big girl decisions here. And big Q, whatever. I don't know, whatever you may be. And they seem to think it's a joke. It is no joke. Neither is the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftist idiots to their rotten vile cores. And they are crazy, and they prove it to you every single day. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't say that. I say that not with pride, not with, you know, like I'm happy about it. I say that sadly. These people are part of the American fabric, and unfortunately, they're the tattered part. They're the part that you go, don't sleep on that end, because little Johnny peed on that side last night. That's who the leftists are. If you want to talk about the fabric of America, the mosaic of the blanket that we've woven here. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin, the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Yep. Joe Biden is head of the, he's the reality, we're in a reality show, and Joe Biden is the leader of the left. That's who they've chosen to be their leader, and we've got Trump. Joe Biden has never, I want you just to put the parallel with these guys. Donald Trump, if he was the leader of our tribe, we'd be staying in Trump Tower. Joe Biden, I don't know where we'd be staying, probably in some sanatorium. an insane asylum. He's built nothing. He's done nothing. He's got a career that is an embarrassment. But the left want him to be their leader. They want him to be your leader, too. There are many examples, folks, of leftist dementia. Not just the fact that they've chosen a candidate with the malady of dementia, but the fact that everything these people do points to you scratching your head going, but that makes no sense. It'll be like, well, I'm looking at a new home. They go, where do you want to build it? I want to build it in the middle of the Santa Monica Freeway. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, but that's essentially where we are. It can seem overwhelming at times, right? So much so that I can tell you, you at times feel like you're losing. You're like, Kevin, they just don't quit. They want to go after Trump because of... Remember when they wanted to go after Trump because of his response to the coronavirus, the Wu Flu pandemic? As if he went and got himself infected, infected America, tore down the economy, blah, blah, blah. They wanted to go after this man. Remember this? I know you don't. I know you have not forgotten this. Where's that at? By the way, have you heard from Nadler or Schiff or any other thing? I mean, they've thrown everything at him. Now it's all about the economy, boy. They got to get him on the economy. And they thought the Wu Flu was going to do it. I want you to understand, Democrats are so demented, they didn't want to blame the Chinese for a virus that came to America. And instead of solving the problem and trying to do it to where, to the benefit of all Americans, you know what these clowns did, these demented, deranged idiots? They said, let's bring down the economy. Is that a good... Am I giving you enough examples? Overwhelming, right? You people losing jobs. I mean, we were supposed to panic. The stock market took a dump. Everything was bad until it wasn't. And then they seized on the next thing. Oh, my God, a black dude got himself killed in Minnesota by a white cop. Ooh, nirvana. I mean, Democrats all over the country had that golden glow around them, you know, and they were so happy. Oh, you heard me say it. They were happy. George Floyd, it didn't matter what the circumstances were. And now we got this new one, right? We got Rashad Brooks. He done got himself killed by two white boys from Atlanta, them Southern boys, you know. Ooh, they don't like them colored boys. And, of course, the video shows them being very cordial, having a routine conversation with this man. Hey, listen, you know, you've been reported this, that, and the other. They run his record. He's on probation. I could give you 50 reasons why the cops were there. They were called, number one. Number two, they ran his record when, you know, he's got some problems. Number three, he's drunk. They determined that. So finally, what do? They do their freaking jobs. You want to know what the left does? They want to crucify him. You're fired. And you're indicted for murder, for doing your job. But I'm going to tell you, folks, all this is proof that you're winning. All of it. I know it sounds crazy. I know you feel overwhelmed. You're like, man, it is always something. That's okay. It's always something you can handle. You know what the good book says? God will give you what you can handle. And he's given this nation a lot. He's letting the leftists pile on. Just go ahead. Keep piling on. Keep piling on. But you know what? The nation can handle it. It's proof that you're winning. Consider the craziness and ask yourself this. How long is this crap going to last? How long are people going to tolerate this? How long are you going to take it? What's going to motivate you to action? And I mean real action, like the Atlanta cops. See, that took real action, what the Atlanta cops did. The Atlanta cops said, you know what? speaking of COVID, I can't come in today. Atlanta cops stopped taking calls. They were like, oh, y'all don't like cops. Okay. All right, colored people. You don't like cops? Don't do it. Let me tell you what I would do if I was a cop. If I was a big-time cop, ran like a cop organization, let me tell you what I would do. I would put out a memo, a public memo, and I'd say, this week, there will be no police protection in this country. I'm telling you what I would do. I would say, everybody will be sick every cop is going to take their sick day. So for you criminals, I'm letting you know, this week is your week. You want to talk about that movie, The Purge? This is your week. We will not be on the job. We will not be responding to 911. The only thing we're going to respond to is if an officer is down. If there has to be somebody doing something and he's down, whether he's plain clothes or whatever, we will come and kick your butt. But other than that, if you want to rob a bank, if you want to go beat up on some politician or whatever, do your thing. Warning, no conservatives. Anybody pro-cop, we will be helping them. Signing off. That's what I would do. Oh, Kevin, they're to protect and serve. They're to protect and serve people that respect them. Who do you protect and serve? You going to protect and serve somebody that talks smack about you, that has no respect for your job, that one? I heard one group tell them, we're going to get you fired. This was in Portland or Seattle. We're going to get you fired. You ain't going to have no pension. Forget that these people have a job to do. Human beings. They want to run. They want anarchy. Fine. You want it? Have it. They're begging now. Please don't go there. Chicago's mayor was begging Walmart to say, please keep your business here. Please. Please. We got coming folks that need you, Walmart. Where are we going to get our chitlins? And Walmart's like, no, I ain't putting any more stores in black neighborhoods so I can watch them burn. That's millions of dollars of inventory. No way. So, let me tell you, hard lesson coming for America. You want to play leftism out? Let's play it out to its complete thing. If I'm the cops, fine. Go police. Call Kaepernick. Call de Blasio.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats are blocking a Republican police reform bill on a key procedural vote. The Democrats' filibuster came after they argued the plan didn't go nearly far enough and accused Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of refusing to negotiate. Georgia Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler tells Fox News now is not the time to be playing politics.
Well, this is ridiculous, Ed. This is an insult to the effort that we've led. I really commend Senator Tim Scott. His efforts have united our conference behind this bill, the Justice Act, which provides the tools necessary to improve policing, to give them the tools they need to keep our community safe.
Top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said on Tuesday that the severity of coronavirus outbreaks in several states will be determined in the next few weeks. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump has successfully appointed 200 federal judges in three-plus years. The Republican-led Senate confirmed Corey Wilson for the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans.
The yeas are 52, the nays are 48. The nomination is confirmed.
Wilson is a state court judge in Mississippi. Republicans are calling him a conservative pick. Meanwhile, Democrats are accusing Wilson of being overly partisan and question his record on civil rights. A Democratic state senator in Wisconsin was attacked by protesters near the state capitol in Madison as demonstrations turned violent. State Senator Tim Carpenter told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel he was on his way back to work late Tuesday when he stopped to take photos of the protesters. Carpenter was then punched five or six times. He says his eyesight is blurry and has a sore neck and may also have a concussion. No arrests have been made as a result of the assault. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hartman tweeted this. Earlier suggestions that multiple officers from each zone had walked off the job were inaccurate. The department is experiencing a higher than usual number of call-outs with the incoming shift. We have enough resources to maintain operations and remain able to respond to incidents. Mayor, what do you make of this?
Well, you know, Chris, across the country, morale is down with police departments, and I think ours is down tenfold. This has been a very tough few weeks in Atlanta, and with the tragedy of Mr. Brooks, and then on top of that, the excessive force charges that were brought against the officers involved with the college students, there's a lot happening in our city, and our police officers are receiving the brunt of it, quite frankly. But what I will say is this, is my administration's had a great working relationship with our officers. In fact, our officers were given a historic pay raise by our administration, and it was so our officers wouldn't have to work three jobs and be fatigued, so that they could afford to live in the city of Atlanta, so that they would not be resentful about policing our streets, so that we could have the best to choose from on our force. And so what I would say is, in the same way our administration's made that commitment to our officers, we expect that our officers will keep their commitment to our communities.
Do you think that the charges that came down today against Officer Rolfe warrant this kind of potential revolt by police officers?
No, I don't.
Well, that was Atlanta. Obviously, the Atlanta mayor being interviewed by Fredo, and she says that he says earlier suggestions that they'd walked off the job. So let me tell you what just happened there. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. When that police commissioner or whatever responded and said, no, we haven't walked off the job. That's a CYA move. That's a no. We didn't violate any contracts. We haven't violated the public trust. We're still doing our jobs. Wink, wink. Yeah. Good for you, Atlanta PD. Good for you, LAPD transit cops, who just said, I feel like I'm coming down with something. Yeah, it's called the blue flu. I already told you guys what I wish for. I wish there was some big button you could push, and it would just, not only are you going to, you know, say there are no cops here, but let the criminals know. Let the criminals know. Nothing. Go do it. We're going to put out a word. And in fact, I think the police chief could do something very subtle. These police chiefs could do something very subtle. They could say, listen, there's been a lot of activity with police officers. I mean, I don't know how you do it, but they would couch it to where all the officers knew Tuesday through Friday, you know, there's going to be a donut day, wink, wink, right? And don't show up. Don't arrest anybody. Do nothing. Respond to no calls. Do absolutely nothing. Now, this mayor, we gave him a lot of more money, yeah. Well, and you do know morale is down. Yeah, I wonder why morale is down with police officers across the country. You want to talk about legacy Obama? The morale is down because police officers are sick of this crap. Yeah, I did mention we made a movie called Bleeding Blue. It's going to be out. Again, we're meeting with the team. We're saying that the time to see, for everybody to see this movie, it is right now. So that's what we're doing. Anyway, morale is down. So she says, we gave them a historic pay raise. So, and I love this part. I love this part because this part is so condemning for the leftists and it and how they treat police. Here's what she said. She said, we gave them a historic pay raise so they wouldn't have to work three jobs. Now, we hear about teachers all the time. Oh, the poor teachers, they buy their own supplies and all this stuff. You have people that are getting the crap kicked out of them that are dying at geometric times of the perps that they go after. And she says, we gave them historic pay raises so they wouldn't have to work three jobs. She knows cops can't make a living, can't live in the very cities that they want to live. You want to know why the cops can't live in Atlanta? Because they can't afford it. That's what she's telling you. She's telling you, we have created an ecosystem where the people, you know, it's supposed to be police in your neighborhood. The police is like a school. A police officer is supposed to live near his precinct. That was the way it was set up. It was community policing. And police would be, okay, here's your geography. You'll know everybody. You know the hood. You're from the hood. I'm not talking about like a hood like black or white. I'm saying you know this is my neighborhood. So if it was old man White Johnson, cop, you know, grew up as a kid running those streets and knowing those kids, they'd say, you want to be a cop? We're going to put you in your area. Because you live there. I'm not saying you can't escape, but that was kind of the nature of it, was we're going to put you close. Because you know it. Oh, I know Ted. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, he was already kind of headed in the wrong direction. What do you know about your friends, right? What do you know about your neighborhood? Oh, yeah, man, there used to be this on the corner. Then they tore that down and they built this new subway. Blah, blah, blah. You know the neighborhood. You know what it used to be. You know where it's going. So that's why they did it. They would put you there. We don't do that anymore. These people can't afford to live. Go to New York, where you used to live, in Brooklyn, and try to buy a home. In some of the worst areas of New York, bad areas, it costs a minimum of $1 million. We're talking about for a two-bedroom apartment. Forget houses. I mean, it's so out of scale. So these cops can't even afford to live there. And she's admitting it. She's going, well, we gave them a raise. And we expect them to live up to, I don't care if you die, you got more money. You know what I mean? That's the logic. I don't care. And here's the worst part. Every cop on the force across the country looked at, first of all, they looked at the killing of George Floyd and they went, not good. Not good at all. Some people say that guy was a crisis actor. I don't know if he is or isn't. Derek Chauvin. Could be. But he's got his knee on the neck of what's his face, whether he's a crisis actor or not. And that's what has sparked all of this. And the majority of cops across the country went, man, that doesn't look good. That doesn't make us look good. I wouldn't want to do that. He wasn't in a life or death situation. I've made this comment. I told you point blank. If I'm a cop and you resist me, I reserve the right to kick the crap out of you. Period. The minute you start resisting, I don't go into cop mode. I go into KJ mode, and I'm going to ninja you until I'm going to knock you stone out. and don't you dare reach for my weapon, because then I'm going to shoot you. I'm not going to tase you. I'm telling you right now how I would do it. I'll deal with the civilian review boards after, because what will happen is I will be alive. Body cam, cop cam, everything else. I'm going to say, look, I tried to arrest this dude. He's bigger than I am. That's the end of the story for me. They said, oh, you can't use a chokehold. Really? Resist me. I will choke you stone out. I'll choke you out till the paddy wagon gets there. Well, he was choked to death. Well, he shouldn't have been resisting. Simple as that. So anyway, cops are upset because they're looking at George Floyd and they're going, we didn't like that. He was subdued. It was over, right? But then they look at this situation with Rayshard Brooks and they're going, uh-uh, no way. These cops were respectful. They stood there. I didn't watch the whole thing. They said the video's 20 minutes. They were talking to him with respect. There was no, well, look, what are you doing out there? I'm dark after dark there, corner, Negro. What are you doing out here? We hang boys like you. This is the way they want you to believe it. They were completely cordial. I described everything this guy has. He's got warrants out for his arrest and all kinds of stuff, and he's drunk. And two of them could not subdue him. I want you to understand what would happen if an ordinary person had gone after this guy. What do you think would have happened to them? This dude is a killer. Weapons charges, all kinds of stuff. So the cops are looking at this going, wait a minute, that is totally legit. Two guys are wrestling this dude. I mean, he gets up and bam, he punches the dude in the face where he looked like he was trained. It was not a chumpy punch, a loopy punch. He was like, bam, right from the hip, shoulder, elbows tucked in, boom, hits him. Then goes after his taser and gets himself killed. And every cop in the country is going, that's a legitimate shoot. There ain't nothing wrong with that. And you want to charge this dude? So if I go out and do my job correctly, I'm going to get charged with murder? Okay, I'll tell you what. You can police yourself. And that's what's going on right now. Good form.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And charged with aggravated assault of Ms. Pilgrim. And this is for pointing a taser at Mrs. Pilgrim. And as many of you all know, under Georgia law, a taser is considered as a deadly weapon under Georgia law.
That was the Atlanta PD who says, do you realize in Georgia, pointing a taser at somebody is a criminal offense or whatever he called it. But not when Rayshard Brooks got killed. Oh, how about that double standard right in front of your face? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm talking about the craziness of leftism and why you cannot, you don't want to live anywhere near a leftist. You don't want to. Do not, I'm warning you, stay away. Stay away. Yeah. I told you one of my buddies was telling me in my little town of Brady, Texas, where I grew up, there was one lone white girl holding up a sign, Black Lives Matter, and all the people just, you know, doing their thing in this little country town, which shows you the cancer exists everywhere. But she couldn't get another person to join her. Oh, man. Don't live anywhere leftist control the city. By the way, my little town is going to be honoring me, I heard. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't know why, because it's not like I'm some big deal. But, yeah, they're supposed to be honoring me. So I was just talking earlier, morale's down with police. And leftists are crazy because they're taking the people, their protectors, and they're saying, you know what? We don't like you. We don't need you. Go away. We'll do it ourselves. And I tweeted that. I go, hey, you know what? If the cake hits the fan, call Kaepernick. If the cake hits the fan, call Roger Goodell. If the cake hits the fan in your city and you need to dial 911, let it go directly to one of the NFL kneelers. I heard a guy the other day, I'm definitely going to be kneeling when the season starts. Well, good, because I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be a lot of people not watching you kneel. So do it. They've already limited, I think, I don't know if they're going to let people back in the stadiums, but as far as I'm concerned, they're doing the NFL a favor, because that's what it would look like without the COVID woo flu pandemic. Every one of these kneelers, tie your phone directly to your, if you live in Cincinnati or Cleveland or LA or whatever, don't call the cops. Call one of those NFL players and let them show up and do the job for the cops. I was watching a video the other day and shots ring out. Pow, 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 pow. People start scrambling, running in the other direction. And you know what you see, because your eye can sense it? You see people running against the flow, two bodies running against the flow towards the noise. You want to know who they were? Well, they weren't running backs for the NFL. They were cops running towards the gunfire. And the dude shot like six people. I shot and killed a bunch of people. And I don't know the numbers, but he shot and killed a bunch of them, and the cops took him down, running towards him. Yeah, Kaepernick, you're a real hero. You know what Kaepernick won't do? He won't go and ride along with the cops and see what they do for a living. I guarantee you he won't do it, because he's a putz. Black Lives Matter. I'm glad these police officers and law enforcement officers all around the country are saying, screw you, Democrats. And I tweeted this. If you live in one of these cities where you no longer have police protection, you're going to be happy about the Second Amendment. I bet you people are going out buying guns and droves and bullets and droves right now. Getting pit bull, you know, everything that was bad for you, man, these pit bulls, don't you ever own a pit bull? They're going out getting pit bulls and Rottweilers and getting guns and getting ammo and learning how to shoot bow and arrows, throw knives. They become virtual preppers, because they know it is escape from L.A. It is the purge that is about to happen. Good for you, police officers. Teach them a lesson. I tell people all the time, it may sound cruel. Oh, Kevin, you're just such a mean guy. You're doggone Skippy I am. If it's time for you to get your lesson, I'm the guy. It's like I tell my sons. I'd be like, look, there comes a point where you parent and you parent and you go, okay, fine. You got to learn this lesson on your own. Here's the fork. Go stick it in the circuit. Go stick it over there. Go stick it in the socket, because you need to feel what electricity is when it jolts you, because I've been telling you to stop. Well, I'm not going to do it anymore. It's called tough love. And what leftism needs is tough love. Why do you think you have Donald Trump as a president? Because he's dealing out tough love. You need to close these borders. You need to stop these stupid trade agreements. You need to make people pay that our partners to pay for their own protection and not have us do it. We need to get out of these stupid wars that we have nothing to do with. We have no skin in the game over there. He's gone. He's made sense of it all. We need to stop with all these government regulations. Why do we got to? Now we got to wear a mask and be 6 feet away, and we're going to have a bunch of inspectors and all this. Are you crazy? None of that stuff's productive over a lie. And you know what else? We need a media that tells the truth. These are things Donald Trump is essentially saying. And they all make sense. They all make sense. Few things you need to know about Black Lives Matter, folks. and I've been tweeting this every day. Black Lives Matter is racist. The organization is run by anarchists. They openly destroy society. There is no way a right-leaning organization would be able to get away with it, nor would they want to. There is nothing sinister about the Tea Party movement, for example. But here's what's bad about this Black Lives Matter racist organization. And I'm going to tell you, don't send me a note telling me anything different. If you want to tell me Black Lives Matter and I tell you All Lives Matter and you tell me Black Lives Matter trumps All Lives Matter, you're an idiot and you're buying into racism. It's really that simple. They do this and they get rewarded. I want you to understand this. They promote racism and they get rewarded. They get millions of dollars put into their coffers, which we all know is going to Act Blue, which is going to Democrat candidates. That is a fact. This racist organization being funded by a bunch of very elite, wealthy people who are getting a tax break for funding racism, then gets the money sent down to the Democratic Party, the Democratic operatives who come out and preach about how great Black Lives Matter is. They preach racism and we fund it. They're rewarded. There are people on the payroll for this nonsense. And you can come out with the best idea as a conservative on the planet, and within a year it'll be gone. Trust me, I know, because I've done it. I want you to imagine your kids behaving like Black Lives Matter. Yeah. They get a new Ferrari at the age of 16 because they burned down the house. Black Lives Matter, folks, is not about tearing down a few statues. It's about tearing down the American Republic. These people would tear down everything except Martin Luther King and Barack Obama, and it wouldn't be long before they tore down King. They would say he was too passive. They hate everything about this country. They want anarchy. They want to run it the way they see it, because, and you do not want to be anywhere near it because you're watching it right now. And it's a good thing you're watching it because it's about to get you fired up. It certainly got some of these corn-fed white boys fired up. This race war they want built, it's happening, but it isn't just about race. It's about ideology. It's an ideological war. Because let me tell you, they don't care that I'm black. The minute I could be in the middle of an Antifa thing, they see me black. He's down with us. And I go, hey, go. I pull out my Trump hat. They will try to beat the crap out of me. Now, they might. They might beat the crap out of me. But I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of people in the hospital with me. I'm going to be over there going, yeah, I told you, man. Don't y'all be messing with me. Yeah, I told y'all. How many of y'all is it? Six? Yeah, I might be eating through a straw for a while, but I'll tell you what, it's going to be a lot of them eating through some straws, and a couple of them ain't going to be eating. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let me tell you how crazy these people are. They held a baptism where George Floyd died. He has been declared a saint by people in that movement. You want to know how stupid these people are? I'm giving to you. And here's what the good news is, every time they do this stuff, every time you feel like you've been piled on, know this. Know a moderate. An angel gets its wings. A moderate is moved over from the left to the right. A left-leaning Democrat is moved over from the left to the right. This is happening in numbers that you can't even imagine. And this is why I told you Donald Trump will win. I've seen polls.
Biden's ahead by 12 points or 14.
If you believe that lie, go for it. I'm telling you, there are people going, I'm done. And they write to me every day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.